let us begin. We are up to Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. Halacha, we did yesterday Halacha Zayin, but we did not do the She'arim Mitzionim B'Halacha. So let's run through this very quickly. Let's start with Ois Dalit. It's on the second page of the handout. The second page of the handout on page Reish Nun Vav on the bottom. Ois Dalit Mach Sis Min HaMatbea. So the meaning is to give three coins. We give three coins for Mach Sis HaShekel because it says in the Torah the word Truma three times. Mach Sis Min HaMatbea Ayin B'Shtabur B'Ber HaLocha De B'Bedino Seinu Yoitze Medino B'Matbea Ketano Shenikwa Chatzi. You know what that is? Chatzi. Polish coin. Avol mikomakoim ein ze matbea chashuva klal im loish nosen gam ba'ad binyan ha. Okay, but avol mikomakoim ein ze matbea chashuva klal. It's not a chash matbea im loish nosen gam ba'ad bonav haketam. Unless you supplement by giving more money, it's not considered you've given a significant gift. Unless you also give for all of your children. V'yayim b'shul mechaz alozo demachsa shekel ein tzorch ledachtek b'meyiyah u'motor litin matbeah ha'yoyser ketana shu machzis mi matbeah ha'sheni av sheloi nikro v'loi nirsham alecha shei machzis. So that would mean you can give a nickel, because a nickel is half of a dime. That's really what it seems to be saying. Now, we don't do that, obviously, but that's a very interesting idea. It's only a zecher. We don't give as man as a real machzis hashekel. We give a coin that is considered to be a half a coin. Of course, in America, the custom is to give a half a dollar. Some are mahadir to give a half a silver dollar. And you're not really paying for it. The way it works is if you go to a shul and they're giving you a half a dollar, so meikar hadin, you don't have to give. You don't have to really give $1.50. The way it used to work years ago is to give whatever you want. You want to give a quarter. Years ago, not everyone could even afford $1.50. So you give a quarter. You give a quarter, or you give nothing. And the shul has on the table three half dollars for you to be mekayim the minute. It's yours. It's a gift to you. You pick it up. It's yours. And now you go and you give it as a zecher machzis hashekel. You don't have to pay any money. The shul provide everyone with a machzis hashekel. You don't want to be a schnorrer, and you're a wealthy person, you're giving money, so it became the custom. So don't take advantage of the shul. He wants you giving money, so give something. How much do you give? 18 cents. Give a quarter. Give 50 cents. Today, right, so today you give a little more, so you give value, $1.50. But if the shul has, some shuls they pride themselves having silver, old silver half dollars, which are worth a lot of money, which are worth a lot more than $1.50. They can be worth, I don't know, $50. You know, the sentimental value, who knows how much they're worth, they're collector's items. Whatever, it could be worth $50. You don't see this halacha still fulfilled halacha hayom hazeh because you don't see people putting on the bima $50. You see people putting on the bima, you don't see people giving more than $1.50. Somebody more generous will redeem the machzis shekel, will give $5. They'll give $10. They'll give the shul donations, so they'll put in the pushka, they'll give a lot of money. And by the way, the money's not supposed to go for the shul. We learned yesterday, the money's supposed to go, according to the kitzur, to aniyim. The shul is not supposed to take the money for themselves. The money is supposed to go to be distributed to the poor people. But we, to some degree, fulfill this halacha because today many shuls have on the bima silver half dollars, which are worth more than $1.50. And you don't see people giving into the shul to redeem these coins more than $1.50. The assumption is the gizbar, the shul, is giving it as a gift. And it would be kind of you to give a donation in return so you don't take advantage of the shul. But again, $1.50 is not paying for the machzis shekel. On the other hand, there are many shuls that don't have half dollars, silver dollars. They just have three regular half dollars, which are certainly not worth more than $1.50. They're just regular standard half dollars. They're not worth anything. They're worth half of the $1.50. You redeem it for $1.50 and you give it as a matana. And it's interesting, this concept. Make a kenyan. So if you're taking it over the bima on a table, you must pick it up three tefachim. Three tefachim is not very much. If you pick it up, you have to pick it up three tefachim. If you pull it off the bima and there's nothing underneath, then you don't need to pick it up. You just pull it off the table and you kenyan it. But if you put a megillah on the table, you have to lift it up three tefachim. It's yours, hagbah. Mm-hmm. I think it's mashiach. I think it's also hagbah. Even hagbah, as long as there's nothing underneath, it's also it's above the ground. That's called a hagbah. It's yours. The shul has given it to you. You can give the money before. You can give the money afterwards. It doesn't make a difference. If you want to, it's given to you as a gift, and then you give it to the mekayim diminig amach shekel. You put the money on the table. Okay, let's go further. That the halacha, and again, this is a very fascinating concept that he says that you don't have to give, you can give any coin to be preserved. The custom, the smallest coin, which is half of the next. In the American currency, I believe it's a nickel. What do we have of the nickel? A quarter. There's no 50. Maybe you want to say a quarter, because a quarter they're half dollars. So half a dollar, so a quarter will be here. That would appear to be an interesting idea to give three quarters, or you give get three nickels. Three nickels. You gotta have a coin. You gotta have a matbea. A dollar bill is no good. Paper money is no good. Credit card. We don't take credit card. No credit card. No PayPal. No PayPal, no credit card. What? You have to pay coins, metal coins. What's going to be? The day is coming, Rabbi Isai. The day is coming when there are going to be no coins. What? Bitcoins, that's not even real. This is the Bitcoin, maybe there is. What's going to happen in those days? I don't know what's going to be. What are they going to do when there are no coins anymore? How are we going to
pick up your smartphone?
The smartphone. Three smartphones. What's going to be? Let's say Chazal Mashiach is not going to come at Shetichle Pruta Min Hashuk. So traditionally, that always meant poverty. The Mashiach will come in a time of extreme poverty. But all of the Gedolim say that's not what it means now. It means we live in a world of metro cards, paperless coins. When they introduced the metro card, right away, that's what everyone said. Credit card. Shetichle Pruta Min Hashuk. Mashiach will come at a time when there will not be any physical currency. Physical currency. It means poverty. Poverty, right. So we don't know what Chazal means. When Mashiach comes, then we'll be able to look back and understand all the Mamar Chazal in a different light. Halacha, hey, l'shmoya kriyas hamegillah v'ayin b'shut halacha is ketanos b'yoshim b'ma'ara v'koydim v'koyin hamegillah itoykin b'shefer v'echad shem me'rochik habaskal. I guess this you could apply this to listening on a telephone. You don't hear the actual voice of the Megillah. He's discussing listening to the Shofar. That's a Perush Mishnah. The Havara, if you hear the Havara, the echo of the Shofar Lo Yatsa. So he's discussing hearing the Megillah to a Baskol. The Lo Shamu called Havara Ella Baskol. You didn't hear the actual Shofar itself of the Megillah. You heard a Baskol. Borer Ella Baskol. Borer Im Yatsa.
It's not Havara. It's not an echo.
It's an echo. It's okay.
It's not. It says
Veloshama. You did not hear an echo. Ella Baskol.
So it's a question if it's a Baskol.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? What is
the... Im Yotza. The Heshev, the Evshur, Kevin, the Inyan, Shemea, Mashmia, the Oisle Baskol, Shenekar, Vinitstayer, Be'avir, Pareach, Ein, Lo, Od Kesher, Im Hamashmia. Since the sound you're hearing is not connected any longer to the where its original source, lo yatsa the beinon shamea min hapeh. And if you're hearing a baskol, it's not the original.
Line of sight.
I don't know. Well, this is a big machlekes. This we discussed yesterday. It's machlekes apoyskim. Some say yes, and he's now discussing exactly this issue. He's presenting the approach that it's no good. Obviously, he's going to go through it. There are different opinions, but he's first presenting the opinion that it's no good. You have to hear a sound that originates from a person's peh. If you're hearing a sound that does not originate directly from the peh, it's no good. Lo yasdinu shemem in apev yesh rayus lezeh. There are proofs to this. Ayin sham, he writes in the halachas ketanis. The chas abagoyis v'tzioine me'es hamaitzi lo'ar hashut halekat lekach toiv shenidpas that was printed b'krakow. Tofresh mem zayin l'lefi zeh lo yotzim shamat ki ha-shofar or megillah al yidei telephone. Like we say, yes, saying that according to this interpretation, you have to hear from the Peh Mamish, you cannot be yotzim by hearing it over the telephone. Ayin sham, I'm sure Yerusha Pleito, kosav ha-goyin.
Ki ha-shofar,
what?
But
You can leave the radio on. You leave the radio on. They do this in Eretz Yisrael. They do this. There are places that do this. They used to do this. You leave the radio on, and it's broadcast.
The key. Well,
the telephone is not practical, but the radio. Let's say you have a blowing
a studio.
So there's a shul that they're blowing the shofar and on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a microphone, an open microphone, and it's being broadcast, and everything has been set up before Shabbos. No one is turning on the controls on Shabbos, and someone is listening. Did he fulfill the mitzvah? This can be no gay in a hospital, in a nursing home. It's not so far fetched. Such a thing in a prison. What about in a prison? So where they don't allow in a shofar. So what would be the halacha? So he sings. So here he presents the first opinion that it's lo yotze. I don't know who this name is. Mimunkach. Okay. I don't know what these words are.
The
madche divrei han divrei. Okay, whatever those words are now. The loydami, the previous opinion. The loydami le niroin habaskol, the lenidoin habaskol, the hosam dir hakol nifsaku parech. When it comes to a baskol, the baskol actually stops. I don't know how a baskol works. I don't know what this means exactly. The ainlay oid kashem amadaber, period. A baskol, according to this understanding, has absolutely no connection to its original source. But a sound.
A recording?
Okay, that's what it means. A recording? Fine, okay. A recording has no connection. Avo, but the dibur al yidei ha-telephone in comes from hefsik. That's not so. There is no hefsik. There's no hefsik. The oisa kol mamash shomei ha-chaveru tekef b'yosa rega. Beli shum hefsik. There is no hefsik. This is a different location. But there's someone is speaking. At this moment in time, something is coming out of his mouth. And through technology, you're able to transfer that sound to a different location. But there is a connection better than, like you said, than a recording, a cassette or something, a recording.
When it was analog. So you actually got the waves. He said today it's digital.
I don't know. It's not non-bukhah that it's different. It's non-bukhah. Analog and digital, it's
analog. It's.
I know the difference in technology, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's see. So he wants to suggest that you are yoytze by listening over radio, shofar, and megillah. The ayin b'sefer gilui yashas shenistabik hagoyim mahari engel im yoytzin kriyas hamegillah b'shmiyas saidei davar acher upoyshet atzmo mishut halachas katanas. He follows the pin shalachas shekasa v'cheresh hamedaber ve'inei shameya, a person that can speak but cannot hear, ela al yidei through some type of instrument, chayiv, hearing aid, chayiv, dari amu, the lekichas al yidei dover acher shmo lekicha. Af anu noimar, just like a lekicha, you're holding on to an instrument, it's called a lekicha. Likewise, shmiya al yidei dover acher, shmiya is called a valid listening. The ayin b'shut min chasolah. So therefore, he's discussing a thing that's a different issue, a hearing aid. A hearing aid, he paskin, is good. So lechora, hearing aid, why should that be different than a telephone? It is said the only way I'm able to hear the sound is not because I'm hearing it through an electronic device. So if I'm hearing it over the telephone, L'chari comes to Paschal, it's going to be exactly the same thing. He wants to be Makel, you can be Yoytza Yidei the telephone. However, the Masikam came to Megillah, Loi Motza, Isser, B'Shmila Yidei telephone. He holds it as Mutter. Unbelievable. The Minchas Alazar is Makel. Mishum the BMS, Loi Paschal, Megillah, Im, Nis, Ava, Kol HaKari, B'Shmila, B'Richa G'makoim. If the kol kore is confused. The richa, I'm not sure what this means exactly. Ayin sham
v'chem.
Got deeper nisavo. It got deeper. A kol kore b'shmiya b'richa g'makom. You're very far away, and through the earwaves, the sound has all been altered. So yoytz, as long as you hear, there is some connection to this original sound. V'chem hella b'shut pinei mevin. The yoytz kriyas megillah yidei shmiya zu v'chem kasa b'sefer minchas haron. Period. So he already told us a long collection of pesukim that are makel. You can be yoytz in the megillah through listening over the telephone, as long as it's live. What?
It's only the telephone, but like you said,
anything that's live, anything that's live, it has to be alive, alive, live. What about a delay? What about the radio today on? It's how many seconds? Everyone is different. 30 seconds, it all depends. Whatever it is, so there's a delay. I don't know the answer. Maybe a delay is worse. It's like, then it becomes like a recording. It's not direct. I don't know. There's always a small delay anyway. I mean, the small delay is a fraction. What?
Propagation.
A fraction of a second.
Yeah.
But that's not significant. What? Also, in a very large hall, there's always an echo.
Besides an echo, I mean, there's propagation delay between the speaker's mouth and your ear.
Right, but that's insignificant. But let's say you can discern the difference. You go to a baseball game, right, and now at bat is, so you hear it at least three times, right? There are at least three speakers, and you hear it at least three times. And it's live, right? They're not trying. Adarabah, if they can get it to hear it live, you'll hear it live. That's just the way it is. So l'chayr, that's good. That's not a problem. But where do you draw the line? Where you actually set up the system where the sound is recorded and there's a delay, that's already... it must be a very complicated technique to have it recorded, and then it plays exactly 30 seconds later, it continuously rolls on the 30 second delay. That must be a significant, that's a very... Every radio, by law. Live, but Nachum Siegel. Nachum Siegel has a delay? Nachum Siegel has a delay? Why does he have a delay?
There's a delay between the ad and the radio.
That's only delay.
But that's not nearly nayin. That's
when you call in, there's a delay because he was concerned about what you said.
Only when you call in, but when he's talking live,
answer a question, you want to speak to somebody.
There's a delay.
He's doing an interview on the radio.
And there's a delay. But
5 second, 10 second delay.
But when he speaks, Nachum Siegel speaks live. Is there a delay?
Yeah.
No, regular.
Speaking in 620.
There's no delay.
There is a delay between him speaking and you listen to the...
Okay, but that's a natural. That's a natural delay. 3 second delay? Naturally? A natural 3 second delay?
Rabbi Newton or something on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a delay.
From his house over the phone.
Through his technology.
So it's like...
All right, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. Does that make a difference in halacha? They're all suggesting a chiddush that since the moment when the person is speaking, you're hearing it. You're just not hearing it. You're not hearing it directly. You're hearing it through an electrical circuit. It's okay. But
as long as it's live.
Live. But now you're telling me, but there are so many situations where it's not mamish live. It's more of a recording. It's being recorded. Sometimes it's just a natural delay. Because I'm talking on the telephone at home, it has to come into the studio, from the studio, it has to be transmitted, broadcasted. So that's a natural delay. Everything is happening.
So a person puts
but then there's
on shul,
yeah.
Puts on his phone.
Yeah.
His wife has a
phone. Yeah, that's what he says. That's what he's saying. It's mutter. Bidiyavid, it's okay. Yes. Bidiyavid, it's yotza. Bidiyavid, that is a solution. If a person cannot go to shul, and they can, and you cannot find the person to come and lane for the homebound person live, this is an excellent solution. You put the phone on the bima and let the person at home listen through the telephone. It's an excellent solution. It's not ideal, as he says, this is machlokes apoiskim, but you have many apoiskim al milismach. What? There are a lot of them. Okay, Amnam the mishpatehu zeal v'chein harbe bizmanenu helu le'isser. He said this already in the beginning. He holds in the halachas katana says that it's no good. Mishum the kol pulus koicha chashmol, anything that's electric. The mechunas elu mahalchem kol galay kol adam, the sound waves, the natural sound waves of a human being, the galay ho electriki into electrical sound waves. The choizer take it from mahalchem the galay kol, it turns back into an electrical to a regular sound. Al yidei tenudas hami. I don't know what this word should be radio. I don't know what this word is. Some technology in the radio, the telephone, the call rama, the microphone. You're not hearing the real voice. You're hearing a recording. The loy call adam bi atzmo ayin leel. Look back what we learned before in regard to Shabbos. The person allowed to answer the telephone. We discussed at great length. Are you allowed to answer the telephone on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make a telephone call on Shabbos? Since likewise in Yom Tov, the alcohol upon the b'shas hadchak unechitzus gedola pressing need yesh lismoch al gedolei hador hakoidem shehevesi that it's mutter. Pressing. Nechitz means pressing. Nechitz is pressing. Gedoyla. A pressing need. There is no other solution. You cannot find a person that's willing to come to your home and give you a private laning. You can be samech al gedoyli hador hakoidem, hakodum, that I mentioned before, shehedesi, v'ayin kundras edus lishol, shehichmir hagoin or Yosef Eliyo Henkin, lechatchil, he did not hold of this. He did not allow this to be done at all. Okay, that's it, right? That's it. Shehichmer hagoyin lechatchila, right? So that it would indicate, we have to look at what he says, that b'diavad it would be good. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is, he says that lechatz machlekes apoyskim. Some say yes, some say no. B'shas hatcha gadol, you can rely upon this. You can go to shul today. Everyone have cell phones. Turn on a good cell phone. Put it near the bima, and someone on the other end puts it on speaker or puts it to their ear, and that's a solution. That's a wonderful solution, because many people that's the only solution. Even not everyone even has patience to have someone come to their house, open up the door. They're not well enough for that, and it's not so easy. So this is a very, very good solution, to have someone they should broadcast, to have it online.
A remote pickup for the service itself. My parents, the assisted living,
yeah,
my father was very disturbed by it, but they were literally homebound people. This is for the whole service.
Yes.
Is that permissible also?
For the entire, it's same thing. There's no other option. If there's no one else that's able to lay in lie for them, so there's no difference.
No, I'm talking about the service itself. The
that's the same achleikus. That would be the same achleikus. Can you have a baal tefila, a davening, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? You set it up before Shabbos, and there's a broadcast, the Rosh Hashanah davening, Yom Kippur davening. Like you're in the Ezra's Noshim.
But that also means that he's going to be speaking into a mic also.
That's the problem. The person on the other end should not be speaking into a mic. So how do you resolve that issue? I don't know. Look, I don't know what the issue is.
Speaking to a mic. What is the issue? Or is it a grammar or what?
You're right. You're asking a good question. It's not. It's a worse. This is the Rabbana. You're causing electrical circuits to be complete. Yeah.
I remember once I was at a place called Free Institute, Friends of Refugees in Eastern Europe. I had a site on President Street. I was there once. I had all of a sudden, 5 o'clock, the guy hooks in to Lubavitch headquarters 2 blocks away, and he's hearing them davening mincha there.
And he wants to be yoytze chazor sashatz. This is exactly what he discusses here. This is exactly the issue he is discussing here. Yeah. It's like you're in a shul, you're in the Ezra Stashim, not in the main part of the shul. Of course you're yoytze. If you go to a shul and downstairs in the main shul, there are 100 people.
And
you're upstairs in the Ezra Stashim, you're in a different rishus, you're in an entirely different rishus, so you're yoytze. Of course you're yoytze. You're mitzarf them, as long as they have in their malkah, they have a minion, and you are heated. You can hear them. You can join. That's Shulchan Aruch in Chelik Beis. You can join to another minyan as long as you can hear them. So here we want to join another minyan through miles away through a telephone. So this is exactly the issue that he says. That's Machlokes HaPoskim. Yeah. You're saying it should be an Amen Yisayma. It will be an Amen Yisayma. You can answer Amen, because I'm not answering an Amen. I'm being Samech on the Poskim that say that I'm connected to them. That this is a valid form of listening through a microphone, through a telephone. It's I'm connected to them. So then you definitely can answer Amen. Yeah.
So you're stuck in a remote area. Think about it. You're stuck in a remote area in the middle of the United States.
So you
nine people.
No, you can't make a minion. That's makom. No, you can't make a minion. Yes, you can. B'di'eved, yes. B'di'eved, if you don't have a minion, so you can hook in and you will join another minion remotely, and you'll be yotzei tefila b'tzibur, according to some of these opinions.
But you can't be mitzarif.
No, definitely not. Mitzarif l'minion, you have to be physical. You have to be on location. If in the location you're calling into, they already have 10 people, and you just want to join them to listen to be yoytze shomea ko'iner remotely, according to these opinions, the answer is yes. Yes. Yoytze tefila b'tzibur. It's no different than being behind the mechitza in the shul. When you go to a shul and have a mechitza behind the mechitza, you're doubting behind the mechitza, of course he yoytze tefila b'tzibur. Shulchan Aruch says this.
If it's tall, the mechitza is tall enough, it can't be counted.
You can't be counted as a part of the minyan. But if there already is a minyan on the other side of the mechitza, and you can hear them on the other side, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you yoytze tefila b'tzibur.
Can you say Kaddish? Let's say you're stuck on
at home, you want to say Kaddish.
You're not part of the tzibur, you know that.
I don't know the answer. Because no one's answering your Kaddish.
Okay.
When you're saying Kaddish, you're asking a very tough question, because when you're saying Kaddish, there are two dinim in saying Kaddish. You're saying Kaddish for yourself, you're saying the Kaddish, and then there is an in that someone should answer. The Gemara says, what? So there is a minion. There's a minion on the other side, 5 miles away. What? So what? I'm joining the Rishus by the telephone. The Gemara and the Gemara, the famous Medrash, talks about Kaddish. It says that the boy, he said Kaddish, and people answered the Heshmei Rabbah. You learn from that the Iker purpose of saying Kaddish, that people should answer. People are not going to answer. It's true. When you say Kaddish, you're saying it. You're saying Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Merba. You can't say Kaddish unless you have a minion. I have a minion. I'm connecting remotely to a minion. And according to this opinion, it works. But yet, in order to say the Kaddish, you're really missing out on the main purpose of saying Kaddish, is that someone should respond to your recital of Yehi Shmei Rabbah.
But they hear you.
They don't.
I think it's synonymous with the Baal Tefillah was the one who was home.
Yeah, right. The Baal Tefillah can't be right. That doesn't seem to work. You can't be a Baal Tefillah from home. If it's a two-way microphone, it doesn't seem like it works.
Yeah.
It's good for listening. It's not good for.
It's not a two-way street.
It's not a two-way street. But this is the old shaila of Havdalah. Rav Moshe says you can make Havdalah the telephone. Right? Rav Moshe.
Rav David said.
You
Rav
can't.
Rav Moshe said no.
Oh, Rav Moshe said no?
Rav David disagreed with his father.
Rav David said you can.
Yeah, Rav Moshe said that the Iker of the Havdalah is Eish. And
yeah.
You can't see Eish on the telephone.
So you can't make the Baruch of Hamavdil without the Eish?
The Iker Havdalah is Baruch your Eish. That's the main part of Havdalah. You don't see it on the phone, you can't make Havdalah.
Okay.
What's with the flow over here?
That's not the Eish. Bottom line is, it's not a two-way street. You can be Yoytze L'chora, you can be Yoytze, but you can't fulfill an obligation to...
I can't help them.
What about a smart
they can help you. And if you need to say Kaddish, I don't know the answer. It could be maybe you can say Kaddish. It's not going to be the full Kaddish. There's no question about it. The full purpose of Kaddish is someone should answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah. If you go to a shul and everyone is sleeping, you have 10 people, and everyone's on their cell phone looking around, you go to somebody's minyanim, and you have yards and you say Kaddish, and you know they're not going to answer Kaddish. You know they're going to give exactly 10 people, and you know 3 of these people, that their minds are elsewhere. Can you still say the Kaddish? Definitely yes. You have 10 people. I have 10 people. I can say Kaddish. She doesn't want to answer. He doesn't want to answer. That's his problem. But you can say the Kaddish. It's not the best Kaddish, but you can say the Kaddish. But when you're on the other side of the ocean and you're only connected to a minion through a telephone, I don't know if you go that far. That far already is a stretch. Okay, let's go further. In the next halacha, halacha ches says Megillah sheyozmaila also likrosa kodim says hakachavim. You're not allowed to lay in an early Megillah, and this is a very important halacha. We live in a world today where we daven ma'ariv all early, but when it comes to Megillah is direct kabbal, you have to wait until it says hakachavim. I know my father Zichron Levracha was very makbid. The young he was a rabbi in Israel, and we always daven ma'ariv early. I don't think there's ever one day a year. There wasn't even one day a year when we daven ma'ariv. Rav Moshe says that say. It's 50 minutes. You should wait 50 minutes. The only day of the year that we waited 50 minutes for Ma'ariv was Mitzvah Yom Kippur. They blew shofar for 50 minutes after sunset.
Probably Pesach.
Pesach? No, Pesach we did not wait. What? No, because by the time we made Kiddush, by the time you get home, by the time we get home, we wait a little bit more. But by Shavuos, Atzeres. So at Shavuos, that was always a very big debate. My father always was influenced from the Lower East Side. The Lower East Side, when he died in the Lower East Side, the people who ran the show, they were very marked with Shavuos night, Nimais, that there's no Svira. So you wait, you don't daven Ma'ariv until it's mamish t'mimais. Say sakachavim until 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes to wait. So my father, in the early years, I don't know what did in the later years, the early years he waited Shavuos t'mimais. We did not daven Ma'ariv Shavuos. Those are 2 days a year when he did not daven Ma'ariv until it was exactly 50 minutes after sunset. It's so Yom Kippur because you have no choice. You can't blow shofar until it's Yom Kippur is over. And Shavuos, the first night of Shavuos. In order that it should be tzmimos, we had 15 minutes. Now, what about Megillah Laning? Megillah Laning, my father used to say that Megillah Laning is Divrei Kabbalah. It's not Deraisa, but it's not a Derabanan. Derabanan, Tzvira Soimer, the whole year round. The Tzvira Soimer, during the, we only waited 41 minutes. Because Tzvira Soimer is Manazez Derabanan. So we would wait until it would be 41 minutes to say many times during the week we had to wait. We'd have a Ma'arif, and then Ma'arif would be a little bit early, depending on the time.
You could even do it in
Plagamin. Right, there are opinions. You could be the Ever, you can do it B'diyah. But he would wait at least it should be Vadi Laila, so we would have a greater break between Mincha and Ma'arif. And even with the break between Mincha and Ma'arif, we would have a Ma'arif early, finish everything. Finish Shmone Esrei, Kaddish Shalem, Aleinu, Kaddish Yosom, and then look at the clock. And then, if it was time, good. If not, wait 2-3 minutes, and then Sirius Omer 41 minutes after sunset. But it's only the Rabbanon, so you only wait 41 minutes. What about Mikra Megillah? People are fasting. No, not everyone is a youngster. It's late in the year. People. What do you have to? You don't have to torture people for no reason. So you say in Chanan, you daven Ma'arif early. Make a calculation. How long does it take to daven Ma'arif? How long does it take for everyone to sit down and get settled down? Open up the Megillah and get rolling. So whatever it takes, work your way backwards. That the Megillah should not begin before 50 minutes after Shkia. Even though Megillah is not a Deraisa, Megillah is only, but it's not a Derabanan either. It's called in Shulchan Aruch Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is somewhere in between a Deraisa and a Derabanan. And Divrei Kabbalah, you wait 50 minutes. So it would take a very long time. You can imagine in shul, you have a shul, a lot of people, children, so it takes the Daven Ma'arav, Hurachum, the Daven Ma'arav, even the Daven Ma'arav very, very fast. And then there is Kaddish Shalim, and everyone has to sit down, open up their Megillahs and get ready. It can take 20 minutes sometimes, 15, 20 minutes. So you can work backwards. 50 minutes after Shkias should be the time when we begin the Megillah. So make Ma'arav 20 minutes, make Ma'arav then 20 minutes before that. So here, he just points out that Megillah Shalayla also likros koidim tseis. We should not read the Megillah before it says Hakoy Chavim. That's what it says. You should wait until it's Vaday Laila, whatever you consider to be Vaday Laila. Some shuls they wait 72 minutes. Some wait 60 minutes. What sheet do you follow for Vaday Laila? In the yeshivas they wait a long time. They don't start Megillah. They don't even start Ma'arif until it's, it depends where, until it's ready Vaday Laila. So the first time you get down to lay the Megillah and you get home, it's already 12 o'clock at night. It's pretty late. And a regular shul, you start a little bit earlier. Now, afal pisha mitzta'er harbe, machmas atan, these are very powerful words. Even though you are in a lot of pain, he doesn't use his words lightly. You're in a lot of pain because of the tainus. Ach, yoch doesn't make a difference. And then he goes on to a kul, yoch litum tzas kaidim amagila. That is a very dangerous halacha. A lot of shuls do not do this, some do. This all depends on the rabbi. It says, because then you could take a small little, Te'ima, a coffee break. Before Mikra Megillah, coffee break. What's the danger? Oh, coffee, you can't have coffee in empty stomach. You have to have some cake, some crackers. Oh, only cake and crackers. Come on, you have to show off a little bit. Look, a little herring. And before you turn around, it turns into a whole smorgasbord. And then people start socializing. And then the whole Megillah, until then they start the Megillah, it definitely takes away from, people have tried this. And from experience, they've learned that there's no such thing as just a te'ima ba'alma when you're dealing with a shul of a substantial shul. When you're dealing with maybe 10 people in your house, okay, you can get away with it. A te'ima ba'alma. But when you have a shul of 50 people, you're not going to get away with a team of Baalim. It's not going to work. It doesn't work. So they've done, most shuls have done away with this. And they tell people privately, if you really need to eat, gesund, I asked the Shaila once, and the rabbi told me, of course, even the person who's laying the Megillah, just go, after we finish Ma'arif, quickly go to the back, and don't do it before Hesia. But I'm telling you, it's 100% mutter. You can take something to eat, something to drink, and come back right away, but don't make it into a big deal. But to go do this publicly for the entire shul, from experience, people have told me it doesn't work. It ruins the whole the whole atmosphere of Mikra Megillah, Yechidim who need should do it, and most of the time those Yechidim are anyway not fasting. Anyway, they have a head to not to fast, and the few people that are in between can go to the back and they can eat it. They can eat very quickly and come in for the Megillah. Kidei lahachzik ma'at mechalu, so you can eat a little bit. Kidei lahachzik ma'at, to strengthen yourself mechulshas hatainis, from the weakness of the tainis. Halacha on vav in the bottom. Kodem zekachavim din ze kosef aprichodash vehuva gam beprimigodim. V'chein kosef hagro sham. V'chai odin, that you must lay in the Megillah when it's vaday laila. There's no such thing as laying the Megillah after mincha. You can't have an early ma'ariv for mikra Megillah. It must be vaday laila. V'chai odin kosef shayachsav yikubule bracha. If a person makes a mistake and he lays the Megillah before it says hakachavim, he should lay in the Megillah again at night without a bracha. V'ayim b'shari tshuva. He holds for them you can be makel after it says after shkia sunset you can be makel for a choila and for your ledes to lay in the Megillah early. The ayin ber halachasham the b'shas hatchak yesh lakal apet sibul dikos koydim halayla kitzas. Okay, don't wait until there are different madrigas. People don't. It's not all or nothing. This is a very important halach when it comes to yomtiv, and it even comes during the week. People don't understand this. The average person, it's either all or nothing. Either we're going to dive in right after Shkia, you can daven Ma'ariv even before Plaga Mincha, or we're going to wait until Tzei Sakoi Chavim. What is this? We're going to wait 10 more minutes. Yom Tov night, we're not going to daven Ma'ariv right away. The rabbi says we're going to wait 15 minutes before after Mincha before we daven Ma'ariv. But in 15 minutes, it's only going to be 35 minutes after Shkia. So what's the purpose? If anyway now waiting for Tzei Sakoi Chavim, there's no purpose in waiting 15 minutes. The answer is no. There is a principle in halacha which many people don't understand. It's this gray area. If you wait a little bit more, you're a mahader. There's a hiddur in it being a shtickle, a little bit laila. You can't wait mamish Tzei Sakoi Chavim. You should wait at least a little bit to have a little bit more laila. And the Yama says that explicitly over here. Yesh laka b'tzivul lichos. Don't wait mamish till vade laila, but wait a little bit less. But don't do it during the day either. Don't do it when it's right after shkia. The Aymer Megadim, the Mchal Purim Yom Aleph. Poshut, if Purim is on Motzoi Shabbos, the also Likros Mebaod Yom, the Inkar Megillah B'Shabbos. Okay, that's another halacha. Then you have no excuse. Then there's no room to wiggle. If Motzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. As long as now it's still called Shabbos, he's still Nizr Nasiyas Malacha. It has a status of Shabbos. So it's Shabbos. It's not Purim. You can't lay in the Megillah. Then come on, the Shasat Chak Yesh Letzadid Lahate. He's a Chiddush. Not necessarily. Even if it's Motzoi Shabbos, it's very, very late. You can even lay in the Megillah during Shalosh Shudas. He's saying during Shalosh Shudas, we can already begin to lay in the Megillah, even though it's still considered to be in Halacha Shabbos.
You said, I think last week we spoke about the Megillah has two portions.
Yeah.
There's a Chassidish Minig that the two Shabbos, last week and this week, the last week, Matzah Shabbos,
yeah.
They read the
first half. He really?
And this is Matzah Shabbos.
The second half.
They read the second half.
Never heard such a Minig.
Never heard out of it.
With that Abrach, of course, very interesting. It's like reading the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. Shabbos Haggadah after Mincha, you already get into the spirit of things and you read the Haggadah. So here you're saying that the 2 weeks leading up to Purim, you already read the Megillah on Shabbos. It's a Chavivas HaMegillah. To get ready for the Megillah. Halacha test. Mitzvah Namuchal Lashmoy Kriyas HaMegillah B'vayi V'sakneses. B'mokum Sheish Roiv Anoshim Mishum D'Beroivam Hadras Melech. U'l'chol HaPochos Yirish Lashmoy Ha'isla B'minyin Asar at least 10 people. Question is, this is a very big debate. People have private minyan. There are a lot of private minyan in people's houses from Brick and Megillah. Is that proper? Our bottom are very upset. They like this to be Rovam Hadras HaShakari which come to Shul and not to make private minyanim in the house for Mikra Megillah. V'im Yav Shalik Roisla B'minyin. If you can't lay in with a minyan, Yik of course, you should lay privately with the brachos before the three brachos. Then one can lay, of course, for the others. If they're not ten, you don't need to have a minyan in order to lay in the Megillah. It's not like Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, there's no such thing Kriyas HaTorah of laying the parsha privately. If a person can't go to shul and you have in your home a Sefer Torah, I need to be yotze Kriyas HaTorah. So you know what? I'll lay in privately. And if we have in the house five people then near Kriyas HaTorah and one of them is a Baal Kareh, so one will lay in for the other four people. There's no such thing. Kriyas HaTorah must be done with 10 people. That's the way it is. Mikra Megillah is an exception. It's a very big chiddush. It's an exception. You can make a bracha and you can lay in privately and you can lay in for less than 10 people. This is the way Mikra Megillah has been established. Yes, at night. Avol brachon. Look what he says. He's a machlokes. The kiss shochna is something very controversial. Avol bracha shele achareha. The bracha afterwards. He paskins ein oimim rak basara. Only when there are 10 people. The af beloy shemu malchus yochol gam yochol amar. Now, not everyone, if not mistaken, I should have looked this up. Not everyone agrees to this. Some hold that at night. At night, you do make the bracha le'achareha. By day, you don't. By day, I forgot everything. By
day, you don't say the bracha
altogether, not even in shul.
Wait, you don't say Yom Sheni. Say the bracha, then you say Shoshana Shakom.
It's in the siddur. Look in the instructions in the siddur. It says there what to do. I believe the difference. I think you do say the bracha. By day, you say the bracha in shul. But I think this halacha that he's quoting, halacha lemais, I think the common meaning is that at night, when you're laying it alone, you do say the bracha. And by day, if you're laying it alone, you don't say the bracha. That's what I recall from memory. The pshara between the night and the day. But the kitzur noch says that it should not be said, period. At night, it should not be said at all. The bracha liacharecha. Maybe we'll come across a little bit later. Halacha. Yes, yeah, same thing. Laying for women, the bracha, it's at night. You do, if I'm not mistaken, privately, and that's like a private laying. Laying for women, that's like a private laying. At night, you say the bracha, and by day, you don't say the bracha. That's what I recall from memory, but believe me, we have to check into this more. Halacha yud minak b'chol yisrael. But if you lie on this, you're fine also. Here he says clearly that you do not make the bracha liacharecha, period. He makes no, and he does not provide any exception. This is the shidduch shnarach. The bracha liacharecha is not to be said at all. Oh, that's going to come. We'll talk about it later on. So that's a problem. You have to make a bracha. And these, yeah, we'll talk about it later on.
We'll
talk about that later on. I'm going to talk about it. I want to do that today. Parashat Zoch. I have a whole. Some shemus.
Parentheses. Ra'iman brachas aisa rach in karub and sibur.
So it says, period. Doesn't say anything else?
That's what he said.
Okay, so maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe you only make the bracha b'tzibur. You don't make the kitz shulchan aruch clearly says you don't make the bracha b'yachid, not at night and not by day. But you do make the bracha when you lay in it b'tzibur. You make it by night and you make it by day. Of course, the first three brachas you make according to all opinions. And you make the shachianu the second day as well. When you make the bracha during the second, by day, you're repeating the shachianu the second time. That's the question. How do you like to repeat the shachianu? Because you're making it for the mitzvah hayoim. The mitzvah of the sudas porim, shulach manos, matanus avyonim. All the mitzvah hayoim are included in the shachianu that is said by day. Halacha yibinig, b'chol yishol shakari, you don't. The one that lanes public in shul does not lane from a rolled up megillah. It should be spread out like an igeres. Those that are listening in the audience, they do not need lepasha. This is a very delicate expression. Do not need, but it sounds like if they want to, no harm done. Unless you're going to make a big mess and you're going to get in everyone's way, it takes a lot of space to spread the Megillah out in a nice way. You gotta be very careful, you can ruin your Megillah. You really have, when you fold the Megillah, you bend it in the wrong place, you have a very expensive Megillah, you have to know how to bend it in the right way without ruining the Megillah. Halacha Zayin on the bottom. Bebeis HaKnesses. You should lay in the Megillah, Bebeis HaKnesses. Ayin L'chayodam D'mikol Mokom Nisha Mespalel Kol Hashan B'kviyas B'minyin M'yuchod. Lo Ein Tzach Lelech Lebeis HaKnesses. That if you daven the whole year in a small minyan, if this is your Mokom, even though it's a small minyan, you don't have to go to the large central Bebeis HaKnesses for Mikra Megillah. Or the Mishtabura B'shar HaTzion Kosav D'davko Im HaMinyin M'yuchod Lo. Hu Gam Kein Bebeis HaMedrash. Provide, of course, that the minyan that you daven the whole year round is in the Bebeis Medrash. It's a real minyan. El abatsh niyot anoshim mispalulim sham. Just that it's a small number of people. It's still awesome. We know the ein mechuyav yinal mechuyav to go. That the ein mechuyavim call bate. Then we apply the principle of the small shuls do not need to go to the large shuls. Aval im bal habayis seish laminyan miyuchah bebeisoy avshuhu bekviyus. But if he has a mistava that tzarich leilich lebeis hakneses hagadolos shebeir mishum pirsumi nisa. But bal habayis has in his bias. No, it's not a real minyan. What?
Masa Shabbos.
It's so Shabbos. That's not a real minyan. And real minyan bebeisoy is not. a very big shalach. Even a lot of hafshim in it. This is one of the most abused halachas that people make Friday night minyanim. Meikar hadin, you're only allowed to be mespal in makom kodesh, in a holy place. The place must be meyuchid for tefillah. A person's dining room, living room is not a makom that's meyuchid for tefillah. It's a zilzal in having bekviyas, having a minyan Friday night in someone's apartment. You don't want to go to shul.
That's very, very far away.
Well, then you have no choice. Then that it's very, very far away. But if it can be done, it's not the proper thing. Rini Rabbanim, they tell people that it says, look in Shulchan Aruch, it's Shloi Kedin. It's Shloi Kedin to make these makeshift Mitzvah Shabbos. So we'll daven Ma'ariv in someone's, instead of going to shul, we'll daven Ma'ariv in someone's dining room, or Friday, sitting Friday night. It's not a Mokum Kodesh. And Hassel, here you discuss exactly this situation. A person has a private meeting in his house. It's not a Mokum Kodesh. It's the place where he eats and sleeps and does all these things. And now it's Purim, so there's no excuse. You have to go to the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol in the city. A makom miyuchid. It's more. It has to be miyuchid for just davening.
In other words, let's say
a private shul in someone's house.
In other words, someone has a minyan in his basement every Friday night.
What does he do with the basement the rest of the week?
Nothing.
Well, he doesn't. He has an office. His children play there. He does laundry.
It's a shul.
If you make some people, they have a very large house and they designate a room. This is a shul. This is my shul. I once went away for Yom Tov. And I stayed by someone, and he showed me in his house, this is my private shul. When I daven the achidus, he doesn't always go to shul, this person. And he made it into a sanctuary. This makam, this room in his house, is a makam kadosh, he told me. What?
Guy was telling you all the things that he received.
No, that was in the basement. No, that was somewhere else.
A different guy?
That was a different guy. That was a guy local. That was a guy in Avenue K here. No, that was somewhere else. This was in Passaic. I went to his own in Passaic, Sfardi. So I was there. He was in his house. So he showed me. I was just there. So he showed me this room. He says, this is like he made like a little bit smedrish.
It's a little. No big screen.
It was just like a little room. I was very impressed. Yeah, even like he had a near Tom and he shows me. He didn't have a minion in the house, but this is his holy room. So if a person has in their house a room like that, that's miyuchet for davening, nothing else, no mundane activities take place in this room, that's a shul, that's fine. But when people make private minion on Friday night in their house, where people just come to the house, that's not really called a shul. Okay, let's see further.
The tzarech... Friday night?
What? Oh, in Chanami, that's a very big shailah. It becomes a real shul. If you have a shul, what, I don't know what they do. I've never gone to these minyanim. I don't have a same Torah. You only have the same minyanim in a regular shul. He doesn't have a sefer Torah. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he does. Let's go further. Tzarech leilich lebeis haknesses agadol lechabiv b'shem b'shem nisvayim b'berheitev degam in beis tzarech lebeis haknesses achaloinas pesuchas yochel leshmoil lebeis afilu hachi tzarech leilich davka lebeis haknesses. Even if you have a convenience where I don't have to go to shul, I just open up the window. I open up the window, I can hear the Megillah. That's not an excuse. You have to pick yourself up out of the house to go to Beis HaKnesses. Mishum Pesumei Nisa. Mikorvay Mishut Halachas Ketanais Ve'ayin Shom Be'er Halacha Masha Kosev Oibuzet. So the theme, what you take out of this halacha is that the laning of the Megillah is called Pesumei Nisa. I can't believe it's almost 12 o'clock. How could that be? Can't believe it. Okay, so let's just then just finish up for 5 minutes, and then we'll do the. I prepared today a whole shtickle on the Parsha Zohar. Okay, so let's just learn. We'll do some more Hilchos Purim, then we'll do tomorrow. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Okay, so let's. Excuse me. We went upstairs. That's probably we got delayed. We went downstairs, upstairs. That was an upstairs from downstairs. All right. Okay. So the theme you take out of this halacha, the yisod we take out of this halacha is that going to hear Mikra Megillah in the Beis HaKnesses is Pirsumei Nisa. It's not just an ordinary tefillah. An ordinary tefillah is an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yo'im Lefnei HaMelech. Mikra Megillah is something on a higher level. Pirsumei Nisa, Birov Am Hadras Melech. In fact, it's one of the only times a year when the shuls are packed. How many times a year are the shuls packed?
Yishka.
What?
Yishka.
Not necessarily. Purim night, that's showtime. That's the big event. The shuls, every seat, almost every shul, not every shul, but you know, that's when everyone's there. And the Yom Narayim, all the women come, you need to put When other time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur depends on the shul. There are some shuls that are popular, some shuls that are not so popular. But Purim is packed. Women come, children come. It's a very special time. And unfortunately, people, they like to make private minyanim. I know many years ago, people in this apartment, in that apartment, this one is leaning, that one is leaning, and they're soliciting, they're sending out invitations to all their neighbors, come to me for Meir. We're having a private minyan for Megillah. So he says here that it's wrong. It's not the place. It's not the place to have in your home. One thing, a person is not well, he's sick, fine. But one thing, a person, he wants, he's on an ego trip. He wants to lane the Megillah. He wants to put on a show. He likes lane the Megillah. So in shul, they're not going to let him lane because he's not the Baal Kori. There's a kavua. Person lanes the whole year. It's not right. If a person lanes the whole year, he's entitled to lane the Megillah on Purim. So just because you're a celebrity, you're going to come along, you're going to push away the regular Baal Kori, it's not nice. So the shul says, that's it, too bad. Oh, but I want to lane the Megillah. I make my own minyan. I see this all the time. I know I can list you a whole bunch of people who do this. I want my own minyan. So he calls up all the neighbors, this one and that one, and people, they feel they have, they know, how can I say no? I don't want to hurt his feelings. So they go, and it takes away. It definitely takes away. You chip away a little here, you chip away a little there before you turn around, and the shul is half empty. The shul is not the same. It takes away from the whole environment. This one has a private minion. Oh, he has a private minion. I also want to have a private minion, another minion, another minion, before you turn around, the whole thing. And what are you going to tell him? No. You're going to tell him no. You're going to tell him no. I'll say, I'm not sending in my membership dues anymore. So it's obvious, that's not a good thing. It's a very, and this happens all the time. And listen, that's what it is. Look, I remember Friday night, I used to have a Yom Tov night. I thought it was disgusting. For Yom Tov night, so the rabbi says, it's Yom Tov, we're going to be davening Maariv in 20 minutes.
So they want to make it early.
We're not davening Maariv in 15, 20 minutes. We finish Mincha. 20 minutes, and between Mincha and Maariv, we're going to have someone give a Devar Torah. One of the young boys who learns in Yeshiva is here. Came back from Eretz Yisrael, learning a year. He's going to give a drasha for 20 minutes. He spent over here a week preparing for the drasha. And a whole bunch of Balabatim get up. We have to wait 20 minutes to listen to this guy who came back from Eretz Yisrael. We're not interested. They pick themselves up, go down the block, five houses, go into someone's house, and have a private minyan. Every Yom Tov. Nice, every single Yom Tov. And there's a club who goes, and then they go to this one, to that one. It's mamish. It's a bizoyan. It's shalei kedin. It's a zilzal. And this is what goes on. And then when it comes to Mikra Megillah, same thing. I also want to lay in the Megillah. I'm going to lay in my own house, private minyan. It's not the right thing to do. Okay, halacha yud aleph akoriyas Megillah. Halacha yud aleph akoriyas Megillah. Bein v'yemim alayla mvarach lefnecha shalosh brachas. Al Mikra Megillah. Sha'asanisim v'shechiyanu. Three brachas. Ula achar kriyasa korcha kula manicha lefanav umavarchem birchas harav eshrim. And this halacha that not every Baal Kori knows. Okay, the halacha is when you finish the Megillah, before you make the last bracha, you're first supposed to roll up the Megillah. Okay, people don't know this. People's always in a rush. No. You're not allowed to go no. You have to let him roll the Megillah all the way back to the beginning before you make the bracha of Sivenu. I am ovel kriyasa Megillah. Uborech achar es habrachos im ovel kares Megillah. I think there's a mistake. Yivorech achar es habrachos mishum bircha shechiyan. This nogea about kares who is an ovel. The big machlokes apayis. I looked into this because I was an ovel twice, and one of the times I leaned, the other time I had no business. No. I didn't have an opportunity anyway to lane, but one of the times I was asked lane. So then the shail is: does the oval allow to lane the Megillah b'chlal? Because why should an oval not be allowed to lane the Megillah b'tzibur? Kriyasa zuhilula. The Gemara says that why don't we say halal on Purim? Because the Megillah is the halal, and everyone knows there's no an oval does not say halal no matter what. even the Avelim will have them. They don't go out. They go out for Hallel, but they don't leave. They daven on Rosh Chodesh. Even the Avelim will daven on Rosh Chodesh. Do not daven Hallel. They go out for Hallel. So Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. So the Avel is not allowed L'chayre to lay in the Megillah. So in Echanami, some place can take that line. An Avel L'chatchila, it's not a cover for the Tzibur for the Avel to lay in the Megillah. Period. Others say no. If he's the Balkare, it's Talmud Torah. He can lay in the Megillah. Just he should not make the brachas because an Avel should not publicly say the bracha of Shechianu. So what does that mean? Once he's not making one bracha, does that mean he should not make the other brachas? So some say yeah, loy plug. It still looks funny. He's going to say two brachas, and the other one he's not going to say. So none of the brachas. Someone else should say all the brachas. Some say no, let him say two brachas, and some will say the Shechianu. And many Paiskim say the Avil can say all the brachas. Not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There are many Paiskim that say that he's not saying the Shechianu. It's not a personal Shechianu. It's a Shechianu for the Tzibur. Mikra Megill is not mamish the level of Hallel. It's not mamish Hallel. It's a lower level. This is the Balkare. If the Tzibur doesn't mind, there's no issue. He can say the brachas. Everything is fine.
But
Hallel is called Hallel. Is a higher madrega. Hallel is a higher madrega. It's a different level. Yeah. So this is a big. I remember I asked the Shiloh and I asked different people. So they wavered back and forth. I think with most of the rabbanim that I asked, they told me just say the brachas, just say all the brachas. Don't make it big. Yeah, they said because it depended on the setting. Where I was asked, it was because the people there, it was a different type of minyan where they needed to get someone to lay in. It wasn't like they didn't have an. They did not have their own.
You're also laying for yourself.
You're laying for yourself also, but so what? So it doesn't make a difference.
Anyway, by day for the Mr. Sayyai.
Okay, but still, it's still not the best covered for the tzibur when the Avil makes the bracha. But that situation was where the people were not, they needed someone to do everything for them. They were not capable. It was a different type of environment. Use your imagination. People who are not 100% religious, that type of environment. So then you don't stop. Oh, this guy's going to make the bracha Shechianu. They're going to get all confused. Yeah. That person might even make the wrong bracha. Don't look for trouble. But you're dealing in a very hamish olam. Then it would be better for the avel either not to lay in or the avel to someone else to make the bracha. I know that my brother, he's the Balkari where he lives in Lakewood. I think he did not lay in the Megillah. And he was an Av, when you have we avail him, he they were of the opinion.
Like
it depends, all depends.
Setting. When I had a, you know, when I hold a little of an esrog, I do it like a righty, even though I'm a lefty.
Because really?
Yeah.
Because the people are going to.
Yeah, they're looking at me.
They're looking at you.
What the rabbi does.
This is a real rabbi we got. This is the real deal. This is the real deal.
Now it's my deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's finish up halacha ches on the bottom. Im avlam avul keres megillah ein behagoyis imre baruch b'shem hanaril the avul toch shiva also lo likras hamegillah b'tzibur. Okay, toch shiva. That's a different league. The ayin b'shud beis yitzchok shenishal oydes mishen noag likras b'tzibur. B'chol shana v'shana, this is what he does every single year. V'kor le'avelus, and now this year he's in Avol Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. U'mitzadei lehokel v'loy rame v'loy domi lechanukah de'isa b'turizav the osur the sham osur mishum simcha. Chanukah, yeah, I think he's talking about saying halal. Halal u'mor machmir b'tzimcha. Avol b'purim halo ein avelus b'purim. Chanukah, there is avelus. On Purim, there is no avelus. Avelus is suspended on Purim. There's no going to a Beis Avel. There are no shiva calls on Purim. On Chanukah, there are. So therefore, this that we found that on Chanukah, an Avel cannot daven for the Amud, does not say halal. That's because on Chanukah,
Chanukah, then you would never pay.
We have
a fair shiva call.
No, it's all the loy dami lechanukah. The isa b'turiz of the also sham simcha. Okay, and the other way around. Chanukah it's also sham simcha al purim. Halo ein avelus al purim. There's no avelus on purim. Therefore, it's suspended. Elosh heroi loy divrei hamaril. They show him divrei hamaril. Al kain ein a right to lachel. The base yitzchak does not want to be makel. Ayin binyan oylam shekasav lohakel b'deleka adif minei. Okay, this is a new site. There's no one else. This is the heter. This is the heter for the yamim noyroim. Laying the Megillah Yishno, an Avel laying the Megillah is much more chomer than an Avel davening on the Yamim Nairoim. Much more chomer because the Megillah borders on Simcha. It borders on Halal. Yam Dan, the Shliach Tzibur, and the Yamim Nairoim, there's no Simcha. You're the Shliach Tzibur. So the only child is, you're this Din. You're Teich Yud Beis Chodesh, you're Din is Shel Ravon. That's a Kabbalistic Inyan. That's not. So when it comes to davening for the Yamim, but Ruba de Ruba, if this is the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, every year, this, like there are certain shuls, every year they have someone else. Or they switch off, they have one day this one, the next day that one. So no one gets used to a certain Baal Tefillah. Then in a Chanami, then there's an inyan that the Avil should not daven when he's Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. But when you have a shul where this is the only Baal Tefillah, especially it's very common in yeshivas, where there's a Baal Tefillah Kavua, the Tzibur is used to his style of davening. If you're going to put someone else up there, it's going to stare the davening for everyone, whether you like it or not, whether he's a good Baal Tefillah, whether he's not a good Baal Tefillah. This is what you're used to. If you're coming to daven in this makom, this is what I'm used to. You're going to put up a different Baal Tefillah, I'm going to get confused. It's not going to be the same type of davening. Then the Olam is extremely makel and Avol Toch Yud Beis Chodesh davens. So he says the same thing comes when he's dealing with the Baal Kari. If this is the Baal Kari, everyone is used to him being the Baal Kari, so be it. That's what he's going to be the one. Like Adif Minei Shiyachol Likwes Bediktuk V'Tamim D'Lechem Loi Hiskiru Hachronim Din Zeh Avol B'Chanukah of Avol B'Chanukah. I don't know what this is. Ubeiz Beiz V'Chem Kasa B'Shut Minchas Machan Echayim Lohakol Oim Beiz Atzarech. He says that Chanukah, it doesn't make a difference who davens. Every day anyway, you have someone else davens. So then it's better that someone else should daven in this place. Okay, it's late. We'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day.